On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
News you can trust.
This is KMFM. And with the latest news for Kent, at 1 o'clock, here's Nicola Everett.
A report just published has revealed the abuse of children at a secure training centre in Kent could have been stopped if procedures had been followed effectively. We've just been given the findings of a serious case review into failings at Medway Secure Training Centre in Rochester. Lucy's got the details for KMFM.
Well, back in 2016, the centre was the subject of a Panorama documentary after an undercover reporter filmed staff using excessive force to restrain children, along with inappropriate language, shouting and bullying. At the time, the site was home to more than 70 12 to 18 year old offenders. An independent review was ordered the following summer, and its findings, as you say, have just been made public. It also found that over a 3 year period, children were taken to Medway Maritime Hospital on 90 occasions. Hospital staff did not inform next of kin, and follow-up appointments were often missed. John Drew is chair of the Medway Safeguarding Children Board.
A group of staff behaved in an outrageous fashion towards the children in their care, bullying, intimidating, and at times abusing those children. And then that behaviour wasn't spotted by any of the staff mechanisms that were in place specifically to identify such abuse and to bring it to a close.
A total of 38 recommendations have been made. A police investigation following the programme being broadcast led to 16 people being arrested. 9 were subsequently charged and 7 later cleared, while jurors couldn't reach verdicts on the other two.
KMFM News.
A Kent MP says more needs to be done to stop migrants risking their lives crossing the English Channel after another 3 boats were found over the weekend. A total of 16 people were discovered in Folkestone, Kingsdown and off the coast of Dover yesterday. Charlie Elphick will question the Home Secretary in the Commons later and says we can't be complacent.
People saying crisis, what crisis? It'll all go away. Last time that ended up in the Calais jungle of 10,000 people living in complete squalor with people traffickers roaming free and violence on the roads to Calais with truckers and tourists being set on. We can't have that again.
Sadiq Javid promised extra resources to deal with the situation in the Channel several weeks ago. The EU's chief Brexit negotiator, Michel Barnier, says it's now up to British politicians to build a stable majority for a deal in Parliament. Theresa May's preparing to outline her revised strategy to MPs after they emphatically rejected her deal last week. A man's appeared in court charged with attempted murder after armed police were called to a flat near Maidstone. A woman was taken to hospital with serious injuries following a disturbance above a laundrette in Barming last Tuesday. Patrick Matthews, who's 41 and from Tunbridge Road in Maidstone, has been remanded in custody.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
There are new plans to tackle perpetrators of domestic abuse. Tim has more for KMFM.
It often remains hidden.
When you get hit and kicked every day, you open your mouth. You start giving up.
Changes in England and Wales will see domestic abuse include financial and emotional manipulation, like
controlling what food they can eat at home, controlling who she speaks to on her phone.
Other measures will prevent abusers questioning victims in court and force perpetrators to undergo training. But charities want more support.
Children who experience domestic abuse themselves are more likely to go on and enter abusive relationships.
Annually in England and Wales, domestic abuse affects around 2 million adults.
An investigation's underway after a body was discovered on a beach on the Isle of Sheppey. Police, paramedics, firefighters and the Coast Guard were called to Warden Bay in the early hours of Saturday. We're told the death is being treated as unexplained. A woman from Rochester who's appearing in an advert for the Alzheimer's Society has told KMFM she's doing it as a thank you to the charity, which has helped her dad. In the TV ad, Denise Wilton chats to her father, Alan, who was diagnosed with dementia in 2016. She's told us it's important people are aware of the disease.
They can actually leave money in their will as a promise to Alzheimer's Society, so that when they're obviously not here, their wish for some money to be left to them can be used for research or to help with the services that they currently run.
You can hear more of our chat with Denise and watch the ad at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM Showbiz.
Dancing on Ice judge Jason Gardner's called Gemma Collins a brat after her latest performance on the show, but the reality star still made it through to next week as did Kent's James Jordan, despite a little stumble while skating to Phantom of the Opera.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino-Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Tennis, and Serena Williams is through to the quarterfinals of the Australian Open after a hard-fought encounter against world number one Simona Halep. Williams came through 6-1, 4-6, 6-4. She's trying to win an eighth championship at Melbourne Park and record-tying 24th Grand Slam title. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.